Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
No one likes getting rejected. However, hearing no is part of what happens when you put yourself out there. You can let rejection hold you back, or you can figure out what you'll do differently next time to keep moving forward. Here are four things you can do when faced with rejection. First, redefine rejection. Rejection is uncomfortable. You put yourself out there for something and it didn't go as you hoped or planned. Rejection, however, isn't failure. Instead, reframe it as an opportunity to learn. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? In seeking out learning, you can create meaning from rejection. You can reflect further on considering what was important to you about this opportunity and what you would do differently next time. If you are having difficulty redefining rejection, try to reflect on these questions during a walk or by writing out your thoughts on paper. To be clear, redefining how you approach rejection doesn't mean you aren't allowed to feel angry, frustrated, or sad when you get rejected. You can still feel all those feelings. However, it should help you get back up after a rejection, ideally more determined than you were before. Also, the next time you get rejected for something, send a thank you note. Whatever process you were involved in took time and effort for you and others, whether you were rejected from a job, a professional development opportunity, or an award. Though the last thing you might feel is thankful, at a minimum, you can acknowledge the time and effort of everyone involved. Here's an example of what you can include in your note. Thank you for your consideration. I had hoped this would work out as I was excited about the opportunity. I would welcome continuing the conversation in the future and look forward to staying in contact. Sending a thank you note after you've been rejected can benefit you professionally. Next, connect with others for support. Rejection can make you feel vulnerable and, in some cases, undermine your feelings of self-worth. Sometimes the pain of rejection comes from facing something alone rather than the rejection itself. To work through these challenges, surround yourself with people who remind you of your strengths. Research shows that positive social interactions can alleviate pain and contribute to overall well-being. Spend time with loved ones and friends who offer a listening ear. Connect with a trusted colleague who will offer encouragement for putting yourself out there for opportunities. And finally, put yourself out there again. When you've been rejected but believe you're meant for something better, it can lead to new creative solutions, according to research. If you want to do things you've never done before, you have to put yourself out there and follow through, even if success isn't guaranteed. The only true form of failure is never trying in the first place. Rejection is for learning about yourself and clarifying what is most important to you. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.